brothers and sisters.
今天能够有机会来跟我们所安息日一起来敬拜神。
And I thank you for the opportunity as well to be here to share God's word with you on this Sabbath day.
因为我们在暑假当中啊，教会有很多的训练活动。
During the summer, we have many church events and activities.
所以有些传道者都要去帮忙。
And which is why ministers need to assist in these.
我们在下个星期开始啊，在希罗波教会也有十天的高中班神学训练。
And beginning from next week, we'll have a 10-day seminar for the high school students.
我们也有很多弟兄姊妹啊，都要到希罗波去帮忙催促的工作。
Many brothers and sisters will assist with cooking during that period of time.
感谢主，神让我们皇后教会有充足的能力。
By God's grace in the Queen's Church, we have abundant manpower.
虽然我们现在设备上啊。有一些手续还没有完成，所以没有办法举办大型的活动。
Although because of statutes and regulations imposed by the government, our infrastructure is not ready yet to hold these church events.
不过我们很多弟兄姊妹都很乐意啊，去帮忙一些训练工作当中的一些需要。
Nonetheless, some of our brothers and sisters very zealously assist with the needs of the church.
所以求神特别祝福我们在侍奉当中啊。能够享受更多神的恩典。
We ask God that He bless us so that we can experience more of His grace as we serve Him.
让我们在侍奉当中啊，也能够在灵性上不断的成长。
That we may also grow spiritually at the time when we serve the Lord.
愿主耶稣祝我们能够力上加力，恩上加恩。
May the Lord bless us so that we can experience strength upon strength and grace upon grace.
今天早上就跟大家来学习啊，教会是神的家。
This morning, I want to share with you the topic, The Church is the House of God.
我们有时候听到一些基督徒啊，会说我们是靠着信耶稣来得救。
Sometimes we hear Christians say that we are saved through our faith in Jesus Christ.
说我们不是靠着教会得救。
And not by the institution of the church.
所以他们认为啊。什么教会都没有关系。
So they who say this believe that the church where they go matters not.
甚至有的人说啊，神是尊贵的，教会是卑贱的。
Moreover, some people go a step further and say that God is precious, but the church is not.
事实上，这样的观念不合圣经。
But according to the Bible, this concept does not stand.
因为教会在整个神的救赎计划占一个相当重要的角色。
Reason being that the church plays a critical role in the plan of salvation laid out by God.
所以圣经里面呢、有很多啊来描写神的教会。
In this way, there is much in the Bible being meant to describe the importance of the church.
主耶稣说：“我要把我的教会啊建立起来。”
The Lord says, "I shall establish my church."
所以教会啊是耶稣的教会。
Therefore, the church belongs to Jesus Christ.
是属神的，是一个属灵的团体。
She belongs to God, and it's a spiritual communion of brothers and sisters.
耶稣说他是教会的头。
Jesus says that he is the head of the church.
教会是他的身体。
And in turn, the church is his body.
当然这个教会跟耶稣基督就有很亲密的关系啊，是一体的关系。
Now we see the very close and intimate relation between the church and Christ, which is one body.
所以耶稣说啊，这个教会是神的一切丰盛所充满的地方。
Because of this, the Lord describes the church as that place which abundance fills it all.
保罗在描写这个教会。
When Paul described the church,
他说你们读了我写的书信啊，就深深的能够了解基督的奥秘。
In turn, he described saying that as you read my letters and epistle, you shall understand the mystery of the Lord of Christ.
因为教会是神在救赎当中的一个非常奇妙的一种作为，是一种奥秘。
Because the church in itself is a very marvelous and mysterious work of God.
圣经有谈到几种的奥秘，神的奥秘。
The Bible also tells us about the divine mystery.
第一个就是耶稣基督是神的奥秘。
The first aspect is that the Lord is the mystery of God.
耶稣基督是神成为人啊，道成肉身来到世界的。
The Lord Jesus Christ came to earth made in flesh.
说大家看到了以后都会觉得很奇妙的一件事情。
And when people behold him,They feel that he is wonderful.
那么伟大的神啊，天地万物的主宰。
Or rather, that the mystery is wonderful because how could such a highly and powerful God.
他却降生成为一个人，活生生的跟人生活三十几年。
Unthinkably, descend and lower himself to the form of man and live among men for 30 years.
他有权的权柄跟能力。
At the same time, he has the power and authority that come from God.
所以有的很多的犹太人说，你明明说是看起来是人呐、啊，啊，你怎么说是神呢
？The Jews therefore said in Jesus' time, "You look like a man. How is it that you call yourself a God?"
啊，耶稣是神成为人来到世界的。
Jesus, God, come to earth in the form of a man.
所以他有神性，也有人性。
Therefore, he has his divine nature and his human nature.
因为他是神呐、啊，才能够救人呐、啊。
Because he is God, he is able to save.
才能够带给人永远的生命。
He is able to bring everlasting life.
啊，因为他是人。
Because he is a human.
所以人生所经历的他都经历过。
He experienced all the pains and joys that come with human life.
所以他有慈悲怜悯的心啊，他能够体会我们人的软弱，人的需要。
Because of this, he has a kind of merciful heart that is able to understand our needs and our weaknesses.
所以当我们有困难的时候，来到神面，来到主耶稣面前啊，他会怜悯你，帮助你，赐福气给你。
As such, if we have trouble and come before him, he shall bless us, guide us, and assist us.
所以耶稣基督是神的奥秘。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ is God's mystery.
那么伟大的神啊，变成一个人啊，住在人间。
Because such a high and majestic God came to earth in the form of a
man. 目的就是来救赎我们。
All for the sake of saving us.
那第二个奥秘啊，就是教会。
The second mystery concerns the church.
神要透过教会来拯救世上的人。
Because through the church, God will save mankind.
好像古时候啊，挪亚的世代。
This is comparable to the time of Noah.
因为人的罪很重啊。
The sin of man was very burdensome.
所以神说啊，人啊，再活不到120年呐。
In the eyes of God, and therefore, man could only live until 120
years old. 因为神要用洪水把世界上的人灭掉。
And God will destroy all mankind through the great flood.
那神就叫挪亚说啊，你要造一个很大的一只方舟啊，竖方形的船。
For this, God commanded Noah to build a rectangular-shaped ark.
然后就听到警告，进到方舟里面的人呐、啊，啊，他们就能够得救啊，能够脱离洪水的灾难。
And he who enters this ark shall be saved from destruction, which will be caused by the flood.
啊，但是很可惜啊，后来只有挪亚一家八个人呐、啊。啊，靠着方舟来得救。
Regrettably, only eight people of the household of Noah were saved through this ark.
他说这个教会就是末世的方舟。
The church is the ark of salvation in the latter day.
说这个天地啊，会存留到罪人将来要受审判。
Heaven and earth shall remain until the judgment day of the sinners.
天地啊，神要用烈火把它焚烧。
And the heaven and earth shall be destroyed by a raging fire that comes from God.
啊，所有有形主的，有一天啊，全部都会消失掉。
Everything that has form, everything that is material, shall pass.
那个就是世界的末日。
And that will be the end of the time.
啊，世界末日之前啊，神会为我们设立一个得救的方法。
But before the end comes, God shall establish a method for salvation.
啊，就是让人啊领受救恩，归入神的教会。
Which entails that people coming to God's saving church and being saved.
说这个教会就是神的国。
For this, we can see that the church is God's
kingdom. 将来世界上所有的国度啊都会消失掉。
Because all the kingdoms on earth shall pass away.
那神的国啊会存到永远。
However, God's kingdom shall remain forever and ever.
因为将来教会啊，主耶稣要把我们接回到天上去。
Because God will receive us up in heaven as a church.
所以教会啊是神的一个奥秘。
And therefore we can say that the church is a mystery of God.
另外一个奥秘啊就是复活。
The third mystery is the mystery of resurrection.
所以保罗说，我把以前奥秘的事情告诉你们。
Paul said, I have told you the mystery of old.
说将来人都要复活，或者是改变了、啊，成为灵的荣耀的身体。
Because one day we shall not perish, but be changed and become glorious spiritual bodies.
因为我们这个血肉之体是土造的。
Because the flesh that we carry is made of dust.
那所以这个土都要归土。
And the dust shall return to dust.
啊，但是啊，我们人有灵魂。
However, we as men also.
这是永远存在的。
Soul that remains forever.
啊，将来信主的人虽然离世了。
Although those who believe will also pass away physically.
啊，主耶稣来的时候啊，他们要从坟墓里面出来。
When the Lord comes, they shall rise from the grave.
啊，神会给他们一个荣耀的灵体。
And God shall bestow on them a spiritual body.
啊，好像耶稣复活的 那个荣耀的身体一样
comparable to the glorious image of resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ
就不再受到这个物质肉体上的限制
we should not be limited by time and space our material bodies are today
可以永远活着永远跟神同在永远享荣耀
we will live forever and abide with God forever and enjoy God's glory forever
所以我们将来要复活都要得到荣耀的身体这是一个非常大的奥秘
in this manner as we rise after our death and resurrection and receive God's glory this is a mystery which we are speaking about
我们今天早上就来谈这个教会
this morning let us focus on the church
我们看提摩太前书第三章
let us turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3
提摩太前书三章十五节
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15
提摩太前书三章十五节
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15
倘若我单言日久你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行那这个家就是永生神的教会真理的柱石和根基保罗写信给提摩太
When Paul wrote this epistle to Timothy
他是一个年轻的传道人
Timothy at the time was a young preacher
因为保罗知道自己要离开世界要回到天上去的时间到了
Because Paul knew that his time to return to the Father was near
所以他教导他很多怎么来处理教会的事情怎么把教会建设一个荣耀的教会
He took the opportunity to teach and guide Timothy in the administration of the church and also the matters concerning the establishment of the church
所以呢对提摩太说我一直很盼望赶快到你那里去
Because of this Paul says I hope to go to where you are now
但是我还没去之前我就先把信写给你
But before I arrive my letter precedes me
不管能不能去能不能见面但是你总知道说怎样来处理教会的一些事情
In this way no matter if we actually meet or not you will be equipped with the knowledge of dealing with church matters
这里讲到说这个教会是永生神的家
Verse 15 mentions that the church is the living house of God
所以保罗把这个教会跟神的家是画上等号
And therefore, Paul equates the house of God with God's church.
我们所拜的神是永生的神。
The God whom we worship is the everlasting God.
说这个教会是永生神的家。
And by the same token, the church is his everlasting house.
因为这个家是神的居所。
This house is the dwelling place of the Lord.
这个家既然是神的家就要存到永远
And given that this house belongs to God, it shall abide forever.
所以我们在神的家里面是永远不分散的
Hence, we shall never be apart if we remain ourselves in the house of God.
因为将来我们在天国要永远享福气
Because in the heavenly kingdom, we will enjoy this bliss forever.
所以这里讲到教会就是永生神的家
Which is why here it says that the church is the house of God.
我们知道这个家是借着婚姻关系还有血缘的关系来成立的
We know that a house or a family is established through the joining of bloodlines
夫妻结婚生养儿女就建设家庭
When husband and wife are married and they have children they establish a house or a family
所以有这个婚姻的关系
Therefore it is all established through marriage
从两个不一样的家庭成长的两个年轻人一个男的一个女的结婚建设家庭
Beginning from a man and a woman who in their youth with their different backgrounds and with their different upbringing joined together to form a family
然后生养儿女
And as they have children
所以这个家庭里面有亲子之间的关系父母跟儿女之间的关系
There is first of all the relationship between parents and children
还有兄弟祖宗的骨肉亲情
And then further on there is a fraternal relationship
所以在这个家庭里面有家庭的伦理跟它的秩序
And for this we can see that there is a principle and an order which the house should follow
父母亲是爱儿女的
The parents are meant to love their children
因为儿女是他们所生的
Because their children were begotten to them
儿女要孝敬 孝顺啊，尊敬父母亲。
In turn, the children should respect and honor their parents.
啊，兄弟姊妹之间啊，因为是骨肉亲情啊，啊，所以必须要互相的亲爱。
The siblings should love one another because they are of one flesh.
所以这个家庭的伦理亲情啊，非常的宝贵。
Therefore, the principle by which the family is held together is very precious.
所以耶稣说，我们人生是虚空的。
The Lord says that our lives are in vain.
啊，但是神让我们有一个家庭，可以享受家庭的伦理，享受家庭的爱，家庭的亲情。
But even within this vanity, God gives us this opportunity to enjoy the love and the closeness of being a family.
啊，所以父母亲啊，爱儿女，这是一种天性。
Therefore, it is an innate inclination that parents will love their children.
所以说啊，你不必教啊，他说你要怎么爱儿女，本来父母亲啊就是会爱儿女，
because of
this, 这是本能。
Parents do not need to teach themselves how to love their children because it's something instinctive.
而是说要教导儿女啊，孝顺父母亲。
The children should love their parents and honor them and respect them.
啊，来报答亲恩呐。
In order to repay their love.
因为父母亲对我们啊，有至少三种恩。
Because from our parents we receive at least three kinds of grace.
一个是生养育啊，三种恩。
Which is that we were born out of them, we were fed by them, and we were brought up by them.
父母在辛辛苦当中啊，把我们生下来。
With a much effort and labor,
we 把我们养大啊，来教育我们。
And they also brought us and educated us.
所以这儿女的啊，要孝顺父母亲。
Therefore, those who are children should honor their parents.
圣经说啊，这是理所当然的。
The Bible says that this is what should be done.
啊，当然那个孝顺包括几方面。
Of course, filial piety requires several aspects.
第一个就是在主里面要听从父母亲的话。
The first is that we should obey our parents within the boundaries of God's truth.
啊，要尊敬父母亲。
We should also respect our parents.
虽然父母亲年纪大了。所以我们也不可以藐视他们。
Even in their advanced age, we shall not despise them.
第三个就是要照顾父母亲的生活。
Thirdly, is that we should take care of the physical needs of our parents.
啊，年纪大了，他没有生活能力。
In their old age, they do not have the power to make a living.
啊，做儿女的有本分来照顾他们。
So the children have the responsibility of taking care of them.
因为我们小的时候啊，父母亲把我们照顾，让我们成长。
For we know that we have a present day because they fed us and brought us up when we were young.
啊，当然，父母亲年纪大了，我们就要反过来啊，来关心照顾他们。
Likewise, when our parents do not have the capability of taking care of themselves, we should repay their love.
所以要让我们的父母亲啊，能够得到喜乐，
so、that,
让他们有一个快乐的晚年。
They can enjoy the joy that comes from our caring for them in their old age.
啊，另外一个就是骨肉亲情啊，兄弟姊妹之间的爱。
The third relationship existing in a family is the fraternal love.
圣经里面说啊，朋友是互相的亲爱。
The Bible says that friends love each other.
但是兄弟之间啊，是为患难而生。
But brothers are born for the day of calamity.
啊，所以同样能够生长在一个家庭里面。
Therefore, for brothers and sisters who grow up in the same family,
兄弟姊妹应当要互相的照顾。
As siblings, they have the duty of taking care of each other.
因为我们是有骨肉亲情的关系。
Because we have the same blood.
啊，有一个青年呢。
There was a youth.
啊，因为他的弟弟啊，啊从小出生啊，啊这个脚就。没有办法走路。
Whose younger brother had a defect which prevented him from walking.
他说他每天啊都要背着这个弟弟啊走很远的路啊去上学。
Therefore, the older brother would carry his younger brother to school every day.
后来有的人就问说啊，你背你的弟弟啊，你弟弟那么重啊，啊你不会感到很难过吗
？So one day, someone asked the older brother, "You carry your younger brother who is quite heavy, aren't you tired of doing that?
他说不会啊，不会重啊，因为他是我的弟弟啊。
He said, no, he's my brother, he's not heavy.
兄弟之间啊，就是这样。
This is a relationship which we seek as brothers and sisters.
虽然背着弟弟本来是很重的。
Although it is physically a burden to carry someone in one's back.
啊，但是因为他是我的弟弟。
Because of the fact that he is my
brother. 所以因为有爱啊，所以就觉得不重了。
Because of
天天啊背着他的上学。
Love that abides between us. He is not heavy, and I carry him to school every day.
中国人讲说啊，打虎捉鳖都要亲兄弟呀、啊。 也就是说啊，有时候我们遇到一些危险患难的时候。
There is a Chinese saying that brothers are born for when the time of trouble comes.
有的人跟你没有什么关系啊，有的遇到危险了，大家都是主顾自己啊，就逃开了。
In other words, when a trouble comes, people only seek their own and only think for themselves.
但是有时候看到我们的亲人啊，遇到危险当中啊。
But when we see our own family members in danger or in trouble,
因为他是我们的骨肉。
Because they are of our same blood.
啊，为着亲情，为着爱啊，有时候冒着生命的危险啊，要去救他们。
For the sake of affection and for the sake of love, we save them without a regard for our lives.
亚伯拉罕对他的侄儿罗德就是这样。
This is how Abraham treated his nephew Lot.
虽然他们呢，为着牧草啊，仆人在那边相争。
Although for the sake of the pasture for their flocks, their servants fight with each other.
亚伯拉罕说：“我们是骨肉，我们不可以相争的。
”Abraham said, "We are of one flesh. We shall not fight between us."
啊，虽然那个地方太小了，所以他们后来就分开了。
Although the space was limited.They decided to part ways.
那这个罗德啊，后来遇到一个战争啊，他全家人还有所有的财产啊，都被敌人抢去了。
Later on, when Lot was involved in a battle, he was taken captive along with his family and all his possessions.
亚伯拉罕一听到这个消息啊，不管敌人再强大，他就带着家里的一些壮丁啊，就追啊。
When Abraham heard about the news, he didn't consider the power.Of the enemy, rather gather all his men to find to regain Lot.
后来冒着生命的危险呢，把罗德全家人跟他的产业全部救回来。
Risking his life, he was able to retrieve Lot and his family and his possessions.
啊，回来了以后啊，他心里还很害怕。
But even having done this, he was afraid.
那时候呢，才想到说，哇，敌人真的很强大。
Because he realized the prowess of his enemy.
他们可以打胜五个城的联邦的军队啊。
Realizing that they could defeat a five city alliance.
那他的爱心啊，不但感动人，还感动神呢。
But his love not only moved men, but also God.
神向他显现说：“亚伯拉罕，你不要怕。”
God appeared to Abraham, saying, "Fear not."
我做你的盾牌，做你的依靠。
For I shall be your shield and your trust.
我要大大的祝福给你。
I shall bless you greatly.
他说：“因为他的爱心呐、啊，冒着生命危险呐、啊，去救他的侄儿。”
Because of Abraham's great love for his nephew Lot.
啊，所以感动了神呐、啊。
God was moved.
所以呢，我们知道说这个骨肉亲情啊，家庭的伦理关系真的相当宝贵。
From this, we can learn that the affection of the family and the principles by which a family is held together are very precious.
神就是让我们在这个劳苦啊、虚空的人生当中啊，让我们去享受这个家庭的爱、家庭的温暖。
It is in this way that God let us enjoy the warmth of the family in this empty and vain life.
如果我们没有办法好好去珍惜我们家庭之间的爱
，If we are unable to really appreciate the affection that our family
brings, 你会觉得说、啊、生活在家世界上啊没有什么意义啊
，Then we will feel that life in this world is meaningless.
因为人生本来就很劳苦
，Because life is nothing but labor and toil.
哎呦，你又得不到家庭的温暖
，And furthermore, you cannot enjoy the warmth.
那你的生活有什么意义呢
？Then why are you living for？
所以我们要知道，神设立家庭啊，是要给我们享受爱的。
We need to know that God established the family so that we can enjoy love。
啊，这是家的宝贵。
This is the value of family。
啊，另外我们知道说，这个家庭有一些产业啊，那这个产业就是给儿女来继承。
We also know that normally when there's a family, there is inheritance that is given to the children。
所以圣经里面说啊。产业啊，是由父母亲留给儿女的。
Therefore, the Bible says that the inheritance is that which the parents give to their children.
啊，贤惠的妻子是神所赐的。
But in turn, the virtuous wife is a grace from God.
啊，当然这个是讲到说婚姻的重要性了。
Of course, the core of this verse is the importance of marriage.
不过另外一方面也让我们知道说，父母亲啊，辛辛苦苦的啊，建立来家业。
But on the counter side, we see how much effort the parents put into living and
handling their children. 啊，父母年纪大了，啊，将来这个产业啊，啊，就由儿女来继承。
When the parents pass away, then the inheritance shall be for the children.
啊，所以按照犹太人的规矩啊
，According to the regulations of the Jews,
父母亲的产业啊，啊，将来要给儿女啊。啊，这个大孩子、长子啊，他可以得两份。
When the inheritance of the parents is distributed among the children, the firstborn has a right to take a double portion.
啊，其他的儿女啊，他们就 啊，分别啊继承父亲的产业。
The other children will then take the rest after the firstborn has his allotment.
啊，这是世界上的家庭的伦理关系。
This is the principle by which the family abides.
啊，那这个神的家，神的教会也是一样的。
And when it comes to the house of God, the same thing applies.
我们可以在神的家里面享受神的恩典，啊，享受家庭的幸福。
In God's house, we can enjoy God's blessing and God's grace.
我们看马太福音十一章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 11.
第二节。
Verse 2.
马太福音啊，十一章第二节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 2.
对不起，我们看另外一节好了。我们看诗篇一百零三篇。
Let us turn instead to Psalm 103.
诗篇一百零三篇。
Psalm 103.
诗篇一百零三篇。
Psalm
第八节。
103 verse 8.
啊，到十三节。
To verse 13.
诗篇一百零三篇的八节到十三节。
Psalm 103 verse 8 to
13. 说神有怜悯，有恩典。不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。第九节。
Nine.
他不长久责备，不永远怀怒。第十节。
Ten.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。十一节。
Eleven.
天离地何等的高，他的慈爱像敬畏他的人。也是何等的大，十二节。
Twelve.
东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯啊，离我们也有多远，十三节。
Thirteen.
父亲怎样怜恤儿女，神也怎样怜恤敬畏他的人。这里讲到说啊，神就是我们天上的父亲啊。
This passage mentions how God is our heavenly Father.
啊，他称为万灵的父。
And he is called the Father of all.
所以我们肉体上有生我们的父亲。
And therefore, in the flesh, we have our own Father.
父亲就是生我们、养我们的。
Who is the one who begot us and brought us up?
啊，但是有一个我们灵魂的父亲啊，就是神。
But our spirit also has a Father who is God.
啊，他是。啊，造我们人类的祖先啊，他给我们人生命气息的。
He is the creator of our ancestors. He is the one who bestows the breath on them.
啊，他也借着万物来养活我们的。
Furthermore, through his other creation, he
所以他称为所有人类的在天上的父亲。
Make us remain, and for that, he is called our heavenly father.
这里讲到说，父亲怎样联系儿女啊？神也是怎样怜恤敬畏他的人。
Verse 13 says, "As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him."
说的父亲啊，他有丰盛的怜悯跟慈爱。
From this, we can see that the father has abundant love and mercy.
啊，好像父亲啊，在怜悯我们一样。
And God likewise treats us in the same way.
所以主耶稣说啊，父亲都会把最好的东西啊留给儿女。
Therefore, Jesus says that the father shall give his children everything that he needs and all the best.
有时候啊，父母亲啊，虽然生活比较穷困。
Although sometimes a family might pass through more difficult times.
但是有时候自己忍受饥饿啊，但是他就是要给儿女带来饱足。
The father will suffer hunger for the sake of his children being fed.
啊，我看到一个故事啊。
I once read a story that says.
说有一个爸爸他很穷。
There was a father who was very poor.
啊，他带着儿子啊，儿子说啊，我很喜欢吃这个东西。
So one day they were walking down the street, and the son saw something that he would love to eat.
啊，爸爸就说好吧，我就买给你吃。
The father then said, "Okay, I'll buy that for you."
啊，结果爸爸买了一份啊，就给儿子。
So then the father bought the food for the child.
儿子就问爸爸说：“爸爸，你怎么不吃呢？”
So the son then asked, "Dad, why aren't you eating with me?"
爸爸说：“我不想吃了，你吃。”
The father said, "Oh, I'm not hungry."
哇，这个儿子啊，吃得很快乐。
The son then enjoyed the food very much.
啊，但是这个爸爸，因为他只有足够的钱买一份给儿子，他没有再多的钱呐，啊，来啊给自己。
But in actuality, the father did not buy anything for himself because he didn't have any more money. And when he saw his son enjoying the food, he felt very pleased and satisfied in his heart. Of course, all fathers are like this. They are willing to suffer themselves for the sake of their children and their happiness.
所以耶稣说啊,
therefore, the Lord says that a father gives the best to his children.
同样的,我们的天父啊,
likewise, our Heavenly Father shall give us that which is best.
我们看罗马书第八章,
let us turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章,
Romans chapter 8,
32节,
verse 32.
罗马书八章三十二节
Romans chapter 8 verse 32
8:32 说神既然不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗这里讲到说啊我们的天父啊他把自己独生的爱主耶稣基督啊都替我们舍命
This passage mentions that our Heavenly Father gave even His own Son. Fathers always regard their children as the most precious. Because of His love towards us, He gave up His only Son.
他說既然這樣, 他會把什麼東西保留不給我們嗎?
Given that He did this, what then shall He withhold from us.
说呢,难道不会把万物跟耶稣基督白白的赐给我们吗?
Shall he not give also all the other things fully to us in the same way that he gave Christ?
所以让我们知道说,神就是这样爱我们是无微不住的爱。
From this we can learn that the love of God knows no restriction or boundaries.
所以既然自己的爱主都替我们牺牲了,所以对万物来讲啊,万物来讲, 他没有什么可以保留的。
If he gave his beloved son to us, then what it is to him, he gave us the rest of the creation.
神曾经叫亚伯拉罕说，把你的儿子献给我。
God once told Abraham to sacrifice his only child.
我们看到说亚伯拉罕真的很爱神啊，毫不保留的就要把自己的儿子就献上。
And because Abraham really loved God, he did not reserve for himself his only son.
当然我们从这里看到说亚伯拉罕对神的爱啊, 真的是很完全的。
On one hand, we see how perfected is God's love, is Abraham's love to God.
所以神后来发誓说, 我已经看到了你啊, 没有留下一样东西不给我。
God then proclaimed, I have seen that you have not withheld anything for yourself.
所以论福气, 我要把最大的福气给你。
So in terms of blessing, I shall shower you with the greatest blessings I have.
神如果对亚伯拉罕说, 你给我献啊, 一千株的牛,
if God had asked Abraham to sacrifice 1,000 oxen,
对亚伯拉罕来讲, 没有什么啊,
to Abraham,
因为他产业很多啊, 再多的牛羊啊, 他都会献上,
that would have been something straightforward and easy to do because he had much wealth and much cattle.
啊, 但是神不要这个, 神说啊, 我要你独一的,
but this is not what God wanted. God wanted your son, your only beloved son.
所以我要把自己的儿子毫不保留的就要献给神。
And in this way, he sacrificed his only begotten son.
所以神看出说亚伯拉罕对神的爱是完全的无保留的爱。
From this, God saw that Abraham's love to him was perfect and complete.
因为要献一些物主的东西啊, 比献儿子啊, 更容易。
Because it is much easier to give things that are material compared to one's own son.
啊, 同样的神要把万物事给我们啊, 啊, 当然更容易,
analogously, God will give us everything that is in this earth because it was created by Him.
啊, 既然他把儿子都为我们舍掉了，难道还有什么东西他会保留不给我们吗？
With the thought that He gave His only begotten Son, how would then He withhold the rest of the things from us?
所以大卫说啊，我们可以尝尝主恩的滋味。
David says that we can often experience for ourselves the taste of the grace of God.
实在神的恩典实在太丰盛了, 啊, 是我们永远啊, 啊, 啊，承受不完的。
This grace is so abundant that we shall never experience it.
所以敬畏神的人呐、啊，一无所缺，没有什么缺乏。
Therefore, those who fear God shall lack nothing in their lives.
啊，因为神是我们的天父，他会毫无保留的把万物赐给我们享用。
God is our heavenly Father, and He shall give us all things without any reservation.
所以我们在神的家里面呢、啊，就能够享受天父的爱。
In God's house, we can enjoy our Lord's love.
主耶稣曾经讲过一个比喻。
Jesus once said a parable.
说有一个人啊，有两个儿子。
Saying that there was a man with two sons.
啊，这个小儿子啊，可能在家里面啊，他觉得不太自由。
It could be the case that the younger son did not feel free enough in his own family.
因为有时候啊，你做错了，父母亲都要管你啊。
Sometimes when you do some things that are wrong, your parents will chasten you.
所以他跟爸爸讲。
So he told his father.
你把要给我的财产啊，分给我。
Give me the inheritance that is my portion.
按照犹太人的规矩，是父母亲不在了，才把产业分给儿女。
According to the Jewish tradition, this only happens when the parents are no longer there.
那这个儿子说啊，你将来既然要给我，你现在就给我了。
But the son said, given that you will give me this anyway, why not now?
所以他就把他得到的财产呢、啊，啊，就变卖掉了。啊，带着很多的财物啊，就跑到很远的地方。
In this way, the son outsold the inheritance he received from his father and went to a faraway land.
因为财物太多了，所以可以一直花用。
Because he had much wealth, he spent freely and carelessly.
因为你财产很多啊，所以很多人都喜欢跟你交朋友。
And because he was rich, he had many friends.
因为可以用你的钱啊，出出喝喝，非常快乐。
Because they could spend their friends' money to enjoy themselves.
啊，所以再多的财物啊，很快就会花完呐、啊。
But no matter how much wealth one has, it shall be depleted.
啊，后来遇到那个地方大饥荒。
And then he was met with a famine.
所以不得已啊，就流浪啊，后来去帮人家看猪。
So he could not help but wander the streets and also take care of the swine for others.
啊，肚子很。饿啊，想要吃那个猪吃的豆荚啊，啊那个主人都不给他吃啊。
Because he was extremely hungry, he wanted to eat of the food of the pigs, but even the owner did not let him do
it. 啊，这个孩子后来才想到说啊，啊我爸爸、啊、他家里很多的粮食。
The son then remembered that there was much grain in his father's house.
啊，他请了很多的工人。
And that his father had many servants.
啊，难道我要在这里饿死吗
？So he thought to himself, "Shall I die of hunger in this place?"
所以在苦难当中啊，他就醒过来了。
In his trouble, he came to his senses.
他说：“我要回家去。
”He decided to go back home.
啊，我要跟我爸爸讲。
And to tell his father.
说：“父亲啊，我得罪了你，我也得罪了天呐。
”Father has sinned against you and against our God.
所以不孝顺是得罪神的事情。
And from this we can see that not to honor our parents is a sin against God.
所以他说：“我现在不配当你的儿子了。
”He then said, "I'm not worthy of being called your son."
啊，你就收纳我当一个雇工好了。
So please accept me as one of your servants.
啊，我替你做工，啊，你给我三餐。
I will work for you, and you shall provide for me.
啊，他就回去了。
And this way, he went back home.
他说：“父亲啊，远远的看到有一个影子，知道他儿子回来了。
”When he, as he was returning home, from far away, her father saw.
他就跑过去抱着他，一直亲嘴。
A figure coming, and the father ran to him and hugged him and kissed him.
啊，然后给他戴戒指，给他穿鞋。
He put a ring on his finger and put sandals on his feet.
啊，叫仆人说把那个罪回的牛啊，把他杀了。
He then commanded to slaughter the fattened calf.
啊，叫左邻右舍的人啊，一起来欢喜快乐。
And invited neighbors and friends to rejoice together because of the returning of the son.
所以我这个儿子是失掉又得到的，啊，是死而复活的。
Saying he was lost, but now he's found. He was saved, but now he has
resurrected. 所以我们应当这样欢喜快乐。
And because of this, we shall rejoice.
但是这个圣经啊，就是描写那个父亲啊对儿女的爱啊，那个爱真的是没有办法测度的啊。
But the Bible says that the love which God has to us cannot be measured in any way.
啊，神对我们的爱啊，比这个更大、更多啊。
Because it is much greater than the love our parents give us.
所以我们只要回到神的家里面呢、啊，你一定能够享受神家里面的温暖。
If only we return to God's house, we shall experience the warmth that comes from the love of God.
我们看希伯来书第三章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter
3. 希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter
3. 第六节。
Verse 6.
希伯来书三章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6.
说但基督为儿子，住里神的家。我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量 坚持到底，便是他的家了。这里讲到说啊，摩西啊，他是做神的仆人，他在神的家里面尽忠。
This passage concerns how Moses was a faithful servant within the house of God.
但是耶稣基督啊，是神的儿子。
But Christ is the Son of God.
啊，因为他也是神呐，啊，他来治理神的家。
And because he is God himself, he administers God's house.
所以这个教会就是神的家，由耶稣基督亲自做王。啊，做徒啊，来治理这个家。
This church is the house of God in which Christ is king and is the ruler.
所以神没有把这个教会托给人呐，啊，来代理他来管理。
God did not entrust the church to other men.
所以天主教说啊，这个教王是地上的基督啊，来代替基督管理教会。
Nonetheless, a Catholic say that the Pope is Christ on earth and he is the ruler.
啊，这个是圣经里面所没有的道理。
But in the Bible, we cannot find justification for such a claim.
因为教会里面虽然有一些工人呐，啊，这个是基督的仆人呐。
It is true that there are some workers in the church, but they are mere servants of God.
啊，是来服侍神、服侍教会的。
The duty is to serve the brothers and sisters and the church.
所以人没有权柄啊，来代替神来治理教会。
No man has the authority to replace God in ruling over the church.
所以人不可以做教会的头，甚至不可以当教皇。
So man cannot become the head of the church, nor a pope or equivalent position.
所以唯有耶稣基督，他是神的儿子。他要亲自治理神的家。
Only Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, shall rule over His own house.
啊，虽然耶稣基督已经升到天上去了
，Christ also ascended to heaven.
那他借着圣灵啊，啊，跟教会同在。
Through the Holy Spirit, He abides with the church.
因为圣灵就是神的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
所以借着圣灵啊，在教会当中啊，来施行权柄，来治理教会。
And through the power and authority that comes through the Holy Spirit, He rules in the church of God.
所以我们每一个人啊，都要顺服圣灵啊，顺服耶稣基督的带领。
Therefore, all of us should submit and obey the Holy Spirit and the guidance of Jesus Christ.
啊，因为这个教会是神的家，所以神在治理这个教会啊，是用家里的住家的精神。
And because this is a family and a house in which God rules, He rules with the principle that holds the family together.
这个家跟一般的社会的团体机构是不一样的。
A family we know is different from other organizations or groups in society.
国家里面有人当王，有很多的大臣啊来管别人。
There are kings and officials in a kingdom.
啊，这个机关也是一样。
And the same thing applies as to the departments.
啊，上级啊要管理下级。
Or rather, there is the hierarchy in which the top rules over the bottom.
啊，那个是社会国家的制度。
This is how things are established in society and in a country.
啊，那就这个家庭里面啊，不是讲规条啊，不是讲大小的。
But in the family, we do not emphasize hierarchy or rules and regulations.
而且这个家庭啊，就讲爱，讲服侍。
But rather, we talk about servitude and love.
所以大的是来服侍小的。
Therefore, those who are great serve those who are small.
啊，这个家庭是用爱心来建立起来的。
The family is built on the foundation of love.
啊，这个家庭如果有爱啊，它就有吸引力。
If the family, if there is love in the family, then the family would attract many.
啊，为什么有时候我们的孩子啊，他们到外面去读书去工作
？Why is it that when our children go out of state to work or to study?
啊，他们一放假，他们就喜欢往家里跑。
And they always go back home whenever they have a time for vacation.
因为家里有他所爱的人，有爱他们的人。
Because in their home they have people who love them and care for them.
因为这个家庭充满着爱。
Because the family is filled with love.
啊，所以对他们很大的吸引力，他们就想要回家。
They are attracted to naturally want to return home.
你如果家庭没有爱啊，就没有吸引力啊。孩子出去不想回来的。
If there is no love in the family, as soon as the children go out, they shall never come back.
所以这个爱啊非常重要，这个是家庭建立的基础。
So love is greatly important and is the basis of the family.
啊，这个家庭里面是讲服侍啊。
Within the family, we also talk about service.
所以父母亲啊，来服侍儿女啊。啊，栽培他们成长。
And within the family, the parents are the ones who serve the children and bring them up.
父母亲对儿女啊都是牺牲，都是奉献呐。
parents always treat their children with sacrifice and with self-offering.
啊，并不希望说我一定要从儿女身上得到什么。
Without really any hope that they shall receive any compensation.
父母亲呢，就是不断的付出。
Because their parents offer up without regard to themselves.
啊，所以这个家庭啊，跟一般的社会机关是不一样的。
And because of this, family is different from society and also from a kingdom.
啊，家庭就是爱，就是服侍。
A family is none other.But love and service.
所以这个教会啊，就是神的家，也是一样。
This church being the house of God is the same.
我们知道这个教会怎么建立起来的。
We know how this church was established.
就好像亚当啊，亚当的身上啊，起初肋骨啊，来造夏娃一样。
In the beginning, Eve was created by extracting a rib from Adam's side.
主耶稣啊，被钉在十字架上。
Jesus was nailed on the cross.
啊，他被钉死了，他就从肋旁啊被砸，流出水跟血来。
He was crucified and put to death when he was pierced in the side.
啊，借着这样来建设教会。
And through the flowing of the water and the blood, the church was established.
所以教会就是所有被主耶稣的爱感动，啊，借着主耶稣的宝血来洁净的所有的人集合。
Then those who were moved by the love of Christ and those who were cleansed by the water and the blood, came to form the church.
所以耶稣借着爱，借着牺牲自己的生命，这样来建设教会。
Through love and through his own sacrifice, Christ established the church.
我们每一个人啊，都是领受主耶稣基督的爱啊，归到这个教会里面。
All of us have come to this church because of God's love.
啊，所以我们在教会里面学习的第一个功课就是相爱。
And the first duty that we have in this church is to learn how to love one another.
耶稣说啊，你们如果能够彼此相爱，啊，众人就看出你们就是我的门徒。
Jesus said, love one another so that people can see that you are my disciples.
啊，所以教会是用爱来建设。
Therefore, the church is established likewise through love.
我们来看以弗所书第三章。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
十六节。
Verse 16.
十六到十九节。
16-19.
以弗所书三章的十六节。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16.
说求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量啊刚强起来。17节。
17。
使基督因为你们的信住在你们的心里面，叫你们的爱心啊有根有基。18节。
18。
能够和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱。是何等的长阔高深。19节。
19。
并且知道这个爱是过于人所能够测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们呢。保罗为这个以弗所教会祷告。
Paul prayed for the church in Ephesus.
说求神啊，让他的灵充满你们的心。
Praying to God that God's Spirit might fill the hearts of the believers.
说让你们那个心里的力量啊，能够刚强起来。
So that the strength that abides in you shall be made even stronger.
啊，心里的力量啊，原来的原文的意思就是说里面的那个人。
The strength in the original text is the inner man.
我们外在这个是我们人的肉体。
Outwardly, we only see the flesh.
我们真正的我啊，就是我们人的灵魂。
But the true souls abide inside, and that is our soul.
这个灵魂是住在我们里面的。
The soul dwells within us.
啊，所以当一个人啊，灵魂被神收走，身体还在，但是他不能动。
So when a person's soul is called back by God, this body still remains, but it cannot move anymore.
所以身体要有灵魂啊，才是有活着的人。
The body needs the spirit in order to be a living person.
啊，所以这个里面的人啊，就是我们人的真正的我啊，就是我们人的灵魂。
This inner man in verse 16 is our true self. It is our soul.
他说：“求神的灵啊，帮助我们，让我们里面那个灵性啊。”啊，能够刚强起来。
This word pleases God that our inner man can be strengthened.
啊，让我们能够明白耶稣的基督的爱。
So that we can understand the true love of Jesus Christ.
让基督的爱啊，能够充满在我们心里面。
And that His love can fill our hearts.
啊，所以让我们的爱啊，就能够有根有基呀。
In this way, our love can be rooted and grounded.
因为圣灵会把神的爱啊，浇灌在我们的心里面。
Because the Holy Spirit will pour God's love into our hearts.
啊，让我们能够感受，能够充满神的爱。
So that we can truly feel and experience God's love.
啊，很自然的，你会爱神，你会爱人。
Then naturally, we will love men and love God.
啊，说神的爱啊，这个是超过我们所能够想象的。
And this love, as it says here, is beyond our understanding and
imagination.
We need to ask God to shower this love on us. That we might be able to comprehend the width, the depth, and the length of His love. It's something that we cannot measure. Christ's love is indeed wide, long, and deep. The length refers to the period of time. Because this love is the love that shall never end.
所以圣经里面说啊, 大山小山都会变动,
the Bible says that the hills and the mountains shall move.
That
God's love will forever be immutable. It is in this way that He loves us with this everlasting love.
我们说人间的爱啊, 有时候会随时间空间会改变,
we know that the love between men changes with time and space.
但是耶稣基督的爱,
but the love that Jesus gives us is till the end.
所以保罗说啊,
therefore, Paul says, what shall set me apart from Christ's love?
我们要紧紧抓住神啊, 神会爱我们爱到底, 救我们救到底的。
We need to tightly grasp onto God and He will save us till the end.
因为他的爱啊, 是不会随着时间改变的。
Because His love is not determined by time and space.
所以耶稣的爱是很阔的。 宽阔的,
the Bible also says that this love is very wide.
因为耶稣的爱要普及到所有世界上的人,
because the love that comes from Christ is meant to encompass all mankind.
所以不管什么人啊, 啊, 主要你向神悔改, 你来亲近他, 神的爱就临到你。
So no matter who you are, as long as you're willing to repent and draw close to God, then you shall experience God's love.
所以保罗说啊,
Paul says that he was the head of sinners.
我因为我抵挡教会,
and because he persecuted the church and the believers.
但他说啊,
he explained that he did that in his ignorance before he came to God. But unthinkably, the Lord's love is so abundant.
像我这个大罪人啊, 他都能够救赎我啊,
even to the point of saving and redeeming this
开启我的眼睛啊,
great sinner that I am, opening my eyes so that I can behold Him and know Him, that I might know His salvation,
啊,
that I might have the chance to serve Him.
所以他说啊, 基督的爱是佛得的伤, 丰盛啊,
there he says, I cannot think the limits and the boundaries of God's abundant love.
啊, 但是啊,
this is the model example of salvation that Christ wants to bring us.
啊, 不管我们犯了什么过患啊, 只要我们回到耶稣基督的身边, 祂的爱就会临到你, 祂就要赦免你。
So no matter your transgressions, as long as you come to His presence, He shall forgive you and He shall save you. Because Jesus' love is meant to all mankind. This love in turn is also very high. The Bible says, as far as the heaven is from the earth, the love of Christ is that great.
所以他从高天啊,
therefore, Christ came from the heights of heaven to this lowly earth to save us, that we might be able to be reconciled with God. In the future day, He shall also save us and bring us back to our heavenly home.
他成为卑微啊,
so although we were sinners, He humbled and lowered Himself to save us.
他我们本来啊,
originally, we were destined to the punishment in hell.
当然啊,
but the Lord Himself went to Hades to taste death for us.
把我们从阴间地狱里面,
and deliver us from that punishment and that suffering.
所以我们人啊,
so we as men are like wood being plucked out of the fire.
本来是在柴火当中啊, 在燃烧啦,
although we are burning as embers in this fire.
但是啊, 耶稣把我们从火中,
the Lord plucked us out from within this burning fire.
所以我们, 耶稣的爱啊,
for this, the love of Christ is so deep, wide, and long.
所以我们进到神的教会里面, 可以享受啊,
and there are abundant and infinite blessings in store for us when we come to God's church. Let us see Ephesians chapter 3.
第八节,
verse 8.
以弗所书啊，第三章第八节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8.
以弗所书三章八节。
Chapter 3 verse 8.
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还是给我这么大的恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富啊传给外邦人。第九节。
9.
又使众人都明白啊，这个历代以来隐藏在 创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。第十节，说为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。第十一节，那这是照着神在万事以前啊，在我们主耶稣基督里面所定的旨意啊。
Over here, Paul mentions that he clearly understands the content of the mystery of God. Reason being, he was chosen by God to preach this mystery to the Gentiles. So that all men shall know what is the plan of God's mystery. Which is that first through the church. All nations and kingdoms can come to this church. Because in this church abounds the power and the wisdom of God. So that through the church we can receive God's salvation and God's grace and blessing. This church which shall remain forever is the vehicle through which we will be elevated to the heavenly kingdom the future day. Let's turn to also chapter 3 verse 19. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 19.
说并且知道这个爱是过于人所能够测度的，并叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。20节。
20.
说神能够照着运行在我们心里的大力啊，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。21节。21。但愿他在教会中啊，并在基督耶稣里面得到荣耀，直到世世代代永永远远。阿门。好，说神要把他的爱啊，充充足足的。
God's church will be filled with God's love, as we are told in this passage. Because God's fullness and His power fills us all in the universe. Likewise, His love and His great power shall also abound in the church. And through His great power, we shall also abide in this church.
说我们超过我们所求所想的。
We are told here that the grace that the Lord wants to give us is beyond what we can search.
说你眼睛都没有看过，你心里都没有想过的。
These are things that eyes have not seen, our hearts have not imagined.
神要把这样的大能力、大智慧、大荣耀充满在我们当中。
Even so, this great power, this great glory, this great wisdom shall be unto us.
然后神也要透过教会来得到他应得的荣耀啊。
God will also be glorified accordingly through His church.
所以神的教会啊, 充满着神的恩典。
Therefore, in God's church abounds the grace of God.
我们每一个蒙恩的人啊, 不断地感谢颂赞神啊。 所以让神的教会啊,
each of us, after we have received God's grace, we glorify and praise God, and in this way, this church is filled with glory.
所以说啊, 这个幕后啊, 神的殿的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
This is why the glory of the latter temple shall surpass that of the former temple.
所以我们可以在教会里面啊, 在神的家里面, 享受神所赐的一切的丰盛。
In this church, we can enjoy the blessing and the fullness and abundance that we receive from God.
我们要常常在神的家里面呢。
We must abide always in His house.
这样也来荣耀神。
And in this way, glorify Him.
所以主耶稣在那个祷告文的时候，前面有三句话。
This is why the Lord teaches us the Lord's Prayer in this way.
说万愿人啊都能够尊神的名为圣。
We say, "Hallowed be Thy name."
愿神的国啊能够降临到世界。
Thy kingdom come to this earth.
愿神的旨意能够行在地上，好像在天上一样。
Thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven.
如果每一个人啊都能够尊神的名为圣。
If we can sanctify and consecrate God's name.
当然，神的国就会实现在地面上啊，就神要在地面上做王。
Then of course, the Lord shall be king on earth, and he shall abide among us.
啊，神的旨意啊，就能够在地上啊畅通无阻，好像在天上一样。
His will then can be accomplished without impediment, as it is in heaven.
啊，神的国啊，就神的教会要建设在地面上。
His kingdom, which is the church, shall then be established on the surface of.
啊，有神同在的地方，就神的国。
Where God abides is God's kingdom.
啊，当然我们要让万人。都能够尊神的名为圣啊，就是我们要积极传福音。
Of course, in order to make mankind praise God in one voice, we need to preach.
啊，让人啊都能够归入教会啊，来遵行神的旨意。
So that all men can come and return to this church and abide by God's will.
啊，这样神的国就会能够实现在人间。
In this way, God's kingdom can be accomplished in the midst of man.
神的国啊，实现在人间呐、啊，人人就能够啊。尊神的名为圣。
And when God's kingdom is established among men, all men shall glorify and honor God's name.
那我们就能够在教会里面看到神的荣耀。
In this way, we shall behold the glory of God in His church.
啊，神也会透过教会啊，透过锡安啊，啊把福气赐给你。
And God will also through church, through Zion, bless us greatly.
所以我们关心神家的人啊，一定蒙福的。
Therefore, those of us who worry and concern ourselves with God's church shall be blessed.
我们来唱诗197首。
Let us sing hymn 197.
197。
197。 Please be seated.
我们每一个人啊，都要注意建设我们自己的家。
All of us should put due diligence in establishing our family.
啊，让我们的家成为一个充满爱、充满神的恩典的家。
So that they can become a place blessed by God and filled with love.
所以大卫说啊，我要立志把神的道行在我的家中。
And David said, I have determined to establish and fulfill God's words in a family.
啊，所以我们做父母亲的，我们就有责任呐。啊，真正做榜样啊，来建设我们的家。
So we, who are parents, have the duty to establish our families in this manner and give the right example.
夫妻之间呐，啊，要用爱心呐，彼此相对待啊，尽我们本分。
Husband and wives to fulfill all due diligence and also to treat each other with love.
啊，要殷勤做工啊，啊，给儿女做榜样。
To fulfill the duty of bringing their children and give them a good example.
啊，就是第一个啊，建设我们自己一个家，那成为一个充满爱、充满吸引力的地方。
This is the first point in establishing our family, so that we can become a place we would love that attracts many.
啊，也求神啊，让我们这个教会啊，能够真正成为神的家。
We also ask God to make this place His house and His family.
啊，充满神的爱，充满神的恩典。
That He will fill this place with His grace and His love.
也充满神的荣耀。
And also that it might be filled with His glory.
啊，让我们能够真正啊，恩上加恩。
So that then we can experience grace upon grace.
我们特别为八月份教会有很多的圣工啊，啊，学生联会啦，高中班的神训班，我们为这些事情祷告。
There are many church events scheduled for August, spiritual convocations, other activities and events and spiritual convocations.
好像我们在八月份应该也有灵恩会。
And we also have our
为这个事情来祷告。
Queen spiritual convocation at the end of August. Let us pray for these.
祝福带领我们大家。
Events so that the Lord can bless us and also guide us.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.